You've clearly thought about Johnson's significance and place in the 1930s.
Again, this was a transitional decade for Johnson. Certainly playing his best at the beginning of the decade, coming out of semi-retirement at the end of the decade, when he recorded some of his best solos and bandsides, and just before he would suffer the first of several strokes, which would slowly diminish his technique. So we are getting Johnson at his very best.
Close with yet another demonstration of Johnson's remarkable virtuosity.
Boogie Woogie had become a national craze in the late 1930s with the reemergence of pioneers such as Albert Ammons, Mead Lux Lewis, and Pete Johnson, all of whom were featured along with James P. by John Hammond at his Spirituals to Swing concerts. A-flat Dream is Johnson's take on Boogie Woogie. Hammond probably requested this type of number as Johnson's answer to the Boogie Boys, saying essentially, "I can do what you do, but my lighter touch is more interesting and more harmonically sophisticated, and even better, with no loss of swing." After demonstrating this transcendental, ethereal approach to Boogie Woogie, Johnson breaks into three unadulterated, improvised, seemingly effortless stride choruses in the last theme, laying down the gauntlet to his primitive competitors as if to say, "This is how it's done, boys." Thank you.